All right, first, why don't you give me your name and chosen title for today?
I'm Dr. John Clifford. I'm with Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, Veterinary Services, and I'm the Chief Veterinary Officer for Animal Health for USDA.
All right, well, we have today the topic is the National Animal Identification System. Why don't you tell us at this point where we're at as far as the implementation of a national animal identification system in this country?
Be happy to. Actually, there's three components to animal ID. There's premises registration, and to date we have close to 300,000 premises registered. There's 50 states, two territories, and five tribes that are up and running on premises registration. And really, premises registration is the building block of animal ID. So it's critically important that premises registration be up and running and really be encouraged to get producer participation. The second component is the animal identification system, or the number. And we have approved two tag manufacturers that have four tags that are approved for use for the 15-digit number. And as well as that numbering system allows for group lot identification as well, when individual animals don't need to be identified. And the third component is our animal tracking databases. And we're currently entering into agreements with the private sector as well as states on tracking. That information will all be held privately or by the states and not by the federal government, which I know is a key concern with regards to confidentiality. Therefore, it's not in our hands. It'll be in the hands of the private and state system. We will only access that information when needed. And also that the private system, or the tracking system, should be fully operational in early 07.
When we talk about animal identification, a lot of times people just tend to focus especially on cattle. But what is the scope of this as far as species are concerned?
Really, when we talk about scope, we're really talking about farm-raised animals. You know, the typical more traditional species such as sheep, goats, cattle, swine, you know, both dairy and beef on the cattle side. It'll also include the cervid industry, with farm-raised cervid industry, and as well as some other species, you know, with time. Bison would be included as one. So it's while those are the ones that we're focusing on, eventually it could lend itself to other farm-raised typed animals as well.
Well, and also, as far as the bird industry is concerned, what types of birds are we including?
Obviously, yes, and sorry, I left them out. The poultry industry is critically important as well. And, of course, the poultry industry and the swine industry, a lot of those animals move in lots. And so you're not talking about individual identification. You're talking about group lot identification and premises registration.
And also, when we're talking about poultry, I mean, I think of chickens and turkeys, but there's a lot more to it than just chickens and turkeys, is there?
There's other types of fancy birds or game birds in the poultry sector as well that could play a role here that may need to be encouraged to have premises identification. And in fact, some of these birds are actually raised and released in the wild.
One of the main issues is confidentiality and privacy. How is USDA hoping that that will be addressed?
Currently, and for years, for all of I've known, we have protected within U.S. Department of Agriculture and Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, Veterinary Services specifically is the group that I'm with. We have always used the Privacy Act to protect individual information and contact information, addresses, individual's name at the producer level. And that is our current policy, and that will continue to be our policy to protect that information under the Privacy Act.
Now, what about the voluntary versus mandatory issue? A lot of people are looking at this like it's they're going to have to do this. How do you address that?
No, they don't have to do it. It is a voluntary program. And what we're doing, animal ID is so critically important to as a solid foundation for traceability and good animal disease control that will ultimately save millions of dollars both from the taxpayer as well as from producers. So we're hopeful and encouraged that united together we can encourage a level of participation that's necessary for this to be an effective program. There's also the marketing component, as you know, that the Secretary mentioned earlier today, that can help drive this as well. On the international scene, trade is this is becoming an important issue on the trade side that will help also stimulate this. So I think we can have an effective program under a voluntary approach, and that's certainly the direction the Secretary has indicated and that we all want to go.
What about the cost question? Producers are afraid this is going to cost them too much money.
Well, first off, premises registration doesn't cost the producer anything. There's no state that charges for currently that charges for premises registration, so it is free today. The use of an AIN, if you need to enter an animal ID device, and producers, a lot of producers do that today. That would be a direct cost to the producer for the purchase of that ID, but they can also have the ability to choose which type of ID device and how much they want to spend on that device. The third component is the animal tracking component, and, of course, those that are held in the private sector will be determined the cost of that. I can't really speak to the cost on how much that's going to be for those tracking databases that are held privately. Now, one other thing I would like to add, though, on the federal side, we have put in to date $83 million in this program, and I know in the President's budget for next year would include an additional $33 million. So there's a substantial amount of money being put in on the federal side for the implementation of this program.
Bottom line, what do you want? If you had one message that you wanted to get out to producers there of all types of livestock that might be affected by this, bottom line, what would you tell them?
Bottom line, we really need this type of program for state and federal animal health authorities to be able to effectively control and eradicate diseases, whether it's a foreign animal disease, current programs that are in place, or a new emerging disease that may be on the forefront tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Dr. Clifford.
Thank you.